The Childcare Subsidy Activity Test was really envisaged to provide an incentive for parents to work, particularly women, because it increases their access to subsidised childcare based on the level that they're working. Now, that can make sense in one way, but what we find is what it's really doing is acting as a barrier for women to get back into work. It creates a chicken and egg type dilemma where if you don't have childcare, you can't commit to and get work. And if you don't have work, you can't necessarily get childcare. And what we're looking to do in abolishing the activity test is removing that chicken and egg situation. So under the activity test, access to subsidised early childhood education and care is linked to both parents' participation in labour market activities. And we find that it's contributing to at least 126,000 children from low-income households missing out on early childhood education and care. Abolishing the activity test will reduce the cost of looking for work with women with young children. It'll take away a lot of complexity and red tape and increase choices for women and families. And that will bolster economic participation by women with young children.